What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We're going to start the show mad at Easton. How's that sound?
I'm mad at you, Easton.
You're mad at me?
I am.
Guys, okay. Air it out. This is the Wind Down podcast.
I'm like we really mad. Down. It was Jana's idea, but Jana had a really good idea. And I was like, oh. And then they mentioned, oh, Easton could come. He should come out to Wilmington and help. But no.
Oh, I know what this is
about. It's your birthday.
It's my damn birthday.
How selfish of you.
So selfish. You didn't want to come to Tree Hill.
Do you have a thing against One Tree Hill?
I love One Tree Hill and I love Wilmington.
It's true. I love the city of Wilmington. I loved my 2 days I spent there. That was the last flight I took before the pandemic.
Tell me your favorite thing about One Tree Hill.
My favorite thing about One Tree Hill? Mm-hmm. Definitely, I love the character of Alex Dupre.
You've never seen it. I love you.
Oh, I thought loved the show.
I love the basketball aspect. I love everything that happens at Trick. I love all the great role models in the show.
What was your favorite Alex Dupre scene? Ooh. Go.
Definitely the one where she models the clothes over bros.
Okay, you did watch. That's a good one, because you could even have been the day you sang on there.
I have a clothes over bros shirt, Jana, that I wear with regularity.
Really?
With regularity.
Yes.
You know who I was so surprised that was a One Tree Hill fan was Jimmy Allen. Like when I met him.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I was just like, I remember the first time meeting him, he called me Alex Dupre. And I was like, wait, I'm so confused.
I mean, I think a lot of people are closet.
I mean, fans. I just found out that my best friend was a massive Tree Hiller.
Not massive.
Catherine.
But yes.
One of my favorite things,
Jana. Sorry, what? I thought you liked me for me, Catherine.
I do.
Jana, when I saw you at the House of Blues Anaheim, you were performing and, you know, everyone's going crazy because it's a Jana Kramer show. And then in the middle, you're like, okay, where are my One Tree Hillers at? And the place started vibrating. I've never heard an audience reaction like that before. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
I know. Tree Hillers are like the greatest people in the world. But we're trying to do a podcast the problem is I'm going to Ireland and then got some travel. And then I'm going to a One Tree Hill convention. So we were trying to do like a live, not live, but a recording from there. But it's just Easton.
everyone can just write to Easton and just say that they're just disappointed in Easton and his birthday. What are you and your wife going to do?
I don't know, but I don't. We have loose plans, but I didn't want to like not be with her.
I'm so kidding. We're literally just giving you a hard time. I'm really excited for you and your birthday.
When I got
it's probably
the call,
a big one, right? It's the big 40.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is he like 20? Exactly. How old is he?
Yes, I am 20. I'm 20 years old. No, you know, the 34th year is a big year. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. Everyone remembers their 34th birthday. It's a big
totally.
One.
Totally. Yeah, I would pick that over Wilmington too, for sure.
My heart broke when I got the call because I was like, if this was any other day, I would jump at this opportunity. You know, if it was my wedding anniversary, I would have gone. But
oh my God.
No, that's a joke.
Don't
but,
say that.
I'm very sad I won't be able to be there because I do love the city of Wilmington, and I love One Tree Hill. And most importantly though, I just love hanging out with Jana.
Oh, okay.
Any moment I can get to be with you in person, I'll take.
Sure. Which I want to talk about in a second, but, I just want to say that today is a special Philo bonus episode. We love Philo, all the channels that we can get. And you can watch Philo today to see Jenny Garth in a kind-hearted Christmas. And again, remember guys, if you want to watch Philo in so many amazing TV shows and streaming all of your favorites, you can get 25% off your first 2 months, which is an insane deal. So go to philo.tv/Jana. Easton, I need you back on. Cause the last time we hung out was in Vegas. And we never talked about it when we gambled.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. My high roller moment.
So fun.
So why were we there? Oh, for the iHeart Festival. And I asked Easton and his amazing, beautiful wife to come gamble with us. And so, you thought we were just going to go to like... the slots
we're not big gamblers, so I was like, oh, I think we're gonna, and I didn't know about, you know, what a high roller you are, so I was we're just gonna,
it was
gonna
a $10 table.
Well, no, we thought it was gonna be like slots and stuff. When we get down there and Jan is like, we're playing blackjack, and I'm like, oh geez, I don't know how to, last time I played this game I got yelled at by an old man, like I don't know how to do this, but wow, what an experience that was.
how was sitting down
at the table.
So he sits down at the table.
Sit down at the table. I think we put down $40 because that was what I had in my pocket. And Jana tells us what to do because she's like, okay, you got to stay. When to hit. I learned the little hand motions. You tap the table, you know, you shake your hand when it's time to stay. And, it's fun. I will say we lose almost all of our money like in the first few hands. Then Jana, my guardian angel, she gives me $10 to keep playing. And then that's when things turned around. Then, oh man, we were just winning, baby. We're like, at one point, some friends of mine came by to say hi, and I turned my back, and then I came back, and like the money had tripled. It was just a giant pile of chips. We won like $200 at the end of it. It was awesome.
I know. It was so cute. It was so fun to sit there and play. I mean, I love blackjack. I think it's so much fun, especially when there's a good person. Like,
we had a terrible dealer that night, but we had the other two men at the table that were amazing.
Oh my God, they were so
that
much
was so
fun.
So that made it better, and then they helped us stay or hit.
Bottom line is, we like to hang out with you too, Easton. So
oh, thank you. That really was a special moment. I was like, I can't believe I'm getting all this money and I get to hang out with Jana and Catherine. This is so much fun.
Aw, you like hanging out with me too, Easton?
I do. I felt like I hit the jackpot.
Oh, but I'm on ching. Hey, Mark, you want to come to Wilmington?
Oh, no. Dad.
I promise I'm not nearly as fun as Easton to hang out with. There's no chance.
I bet that's not
remotely enjoyable.
Oh, there's the fan.
I'm back. I'm home.
Oh. Did you get COVID?
No. No. Everything's fine. Some days I'm in, some days I'm not. I keep
one day in, you got COVID.
Huh. Interesting. So we have Jenny Garth coming on. And I'm excited to talk to them about Christmas. What are you looking forward to Christmas, Mark?
I am looking forward to going to Hawaii for Christmas.
What?
I've never been to Hawaii before. This was an idea that came last Christmas. We were in Big Bear because it was the first Christmas we couldn't go to Wisconsin. It had been, you know, our kids have never not spent Christmas in Wisconsin with the grandparents. So my brother-in-law, who is a mailman, said, I am off the week of Christmas and New Year in 21. I'm never off Christmas and New Year. I may never again be off Christmas and New Year. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Hawaii. So we got it all planned out. There have been a few hiccups along the way.
Like?
Well, Hawaii is very strict, and there are certain members of the family that aren't as exciting about vaccination as other members are. Mm. So there's been some conflict there. There's been some trouble with Southwest Airlines, which is having all kinds of trouble right now, mm-hmm. and that has affected the trip. So far, we're still on. We'll see. We've got, what, less than 2 months. So we'll see if we end up there or not. But as of now, I'm looking forward to Hawaii.
Has there been any, like, conflict with the hiccups with the vaccination?
Yes.
Yes. See, that's where, but my question.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's like, because the problem is it's not, that's the thing. Like, when I have to go to Ireland, I have to be vaccinated. So that's on me. It's not like you're telling them they have to be. The rules and the guidelines are saying they have to be. So I don't know. It's kind of like, okay, if you don't, then that's your choice. And now you don't get to go to Hawaii. Like, we're not saying you can't go if you don't get vaccinated. We're not saying that. The government is saying that.
Well, yeah, but Hawaii isn't even saying that. Hawaii is saying it's vaccination or it's within 48 hours test.
Oh.
So we're like, you do what you want to do, but there's gonna be a lot of hoops for you to jump through, and I hope you're cool with that. And I'm not sure they're 100% cool with that, and that's where the issues a lot. Yeah, do what you want to do, but don't torpedo the whole thing because you don't want to jump through the hoops.
Well, especially if you can get a test. I mean, that's an option.
Yeah,
you know,
it's an option. But like, they've got it where like LA County does now. If you want to go to a restaurant, if you want to go into any public place, you're gonna have to show that. So then if we want to be out and about in Hawaii, which I don't know that we do, we've got a really nice little house right near the beach, so we can grill out, we can get takeout, it's all good. But if we want to do a lot of excursions, they're going to be getting a lot of tests, which, you know.
Oh, you have to test for every like excursion and like.
It's got to be within 48 hours, the test you show.
Holy wow. Okay. Well, I see where that gets a little complicated. Okay.
Yeah.
Not just to fly. Okay.
Complicated is a good word for
it. That's a very good word.
And that's just hard because it's just, you're either like really passionate about one side or the other, and it's the. Oh, yeah. But you know what? It's almost like you have to separate and just go, okay, we're going. This is what we're doing. And what they end up doing is their stuff. And you don't have to stress about getting.
We're all in a giant Airbnb together.
Oh.
That everybody's contributing to, you know, like it's complicated.
Very complicated. Yeah. Good word.
This is like, I would love to. It's like a reality show. I want to watch it. I want to watch it all happen. What island are you going to?
We're going to Oahu. Is that where Honolulu is?
I don't know. I've only been to Kauai and Maui. I recommend taking a little plane if you have time to go to Kauai because it's
well, we're doing
beautiful.
2 weeks there, so we may have time. So yeah. We'll see.
Like, but Kauai is beautiful. And then Maui is, it's kind of like LA, but the road to Hana is stunning. So if you have a chance to do that too.
Great.
But I've never been to Oahu. You'll have to tell us how
I'm
it is.
Very excited. We're flying into Honolulu. There's this really cool like resort where like, you know, presidents stay, and that's where our Airbnb is right near that. So it's like a really cool area. Yeah, we're very excited.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. Are you celebrating actually Christmas there?
Yeah, we're there for Christmas and then we leave New Year's Day.
See, I've always wondered about that because you just tell your kids that Santa comes to, or I guess the kids know that there's no Santa.
Yeah.
So now
they're
that age.
They're teenagers now. Yeah. They're 15 and 12.
Yeah, they don't
care. I mean,
yeah.
They've done they were sad to not go to Wisconsin, but we brought up the idea of Hawaii. They're like, oh, that's better. Yeah, let's do that.
See, I think that'll be fun eventually. Cause like right now I'm in the stage, like I love having not traveling and being here. But once they get older, it's kind of like, okay, this is like.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Yeah, Nick's like, are we at that point now where we're traveling yet? Like,
or are we still
have
buying
a five-year-old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the poor five-year-old.
And then you have to like still buy for the older kids, or the five-year-old's going to be like, wait, why didn't they get stuff from Santa? So we're close, but not there yet.
Well, let's take a break and then talk more Christmas with Jenny Garth. I am constantly looking for ways to cut expenses. Oh my goodness, where do I start? All the stuff for the kids, all my things that I like to do, maybe a little bit of Amazon. So when I added up what I pay every month for cable, plus a couple premium channels on top of what I pay for on-demand streaming services, I was shocked. Well, Philo was created by TV lovers for TV lovers. here's what I get for just $25 a month. Over 60 premium TV channels, a massive on-demand library of top-tier beloved shows and movies to watch anytime I want. Unlimited DVR, the best and biggest in the industry that lets me save shows for up to a year. And I can stream Philo on up to 3 devices at the same time. Philo is super easy to set up with no hassles and no contracts. Add up what you're paying for TV and streaming? Brutal, right? Well, Philo gives me a totally better TV experience for just $25 a month. And I asked my friends at Philo if I could offer you guys a special deal to try Philo, and they said, of course. So I got you 25% off your first 2 months. Go to philo.tv/Jana. That's philo.tv/Jana.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Hi, pretty lady.
Hi, sorry to make you guys wait.
Don't even worry. I was giving my bestie some total gossip.
Oh, good.
Are you excited to get into the holiday spirit, my friend?
So yeah, this morning I took my daughter, who's in high school, to school in my bathrobe and slippers. And then I came home in the same bathrobe and slippers and put up the Halloween decorations. What is it, 2 days before Halloween?
Hey, at least they're up. I mean, I don't even have them up, so that's fair.
So I'm doing good. I'm in the Halloween spirit, and then I'm going to get into the Thanksgiving spirit, and then I'm going to do the Christmas spirit.
I love that. Day. And speaking of the robes, do you want to say what you talked about there, Dana's story?
So like last week, I show up to the bus stop. You know, my hair is like frizzy. I'm in my pajamas. I may or may not have a bra on. I don't even remember at this point.
And probably like, not.
All the moms at the bus stop are like dressed to the nines. And I'm like, do we do this? Like, do we dress up for the bus stop? So anyway, so I did a story and I was like, who dresses up for the bus stop and who looks like this? You know, and most people looked like they look like me.
I don't remember ever wearing a bra to the bus stop. Like I just, my hair is never brushed.
I just had a sweatshirt on, so you can't really tell.
You guys, I'm so jealous that you have a bus stop to go to. I want to live in a town with a bus stop.
Hey man, make your way to Tennessee. And it's, I'm telling you what, it's there. The bus stop is, it's a happening place. Let me tell you.
That sounds nice.
But same for the car rider line. Like half those people have to be wearing, like you said, the bathrobe. Right? Yeah. Not like dressed up in the car.
I hope so. My windows are really tinted, so nobody can see in there. I can do whatever I want in my car. They won't know.
That's great.
My mom always said, though, she's like, well, what happens if like you break down? And I'm like, well, then I'm going to look like, you know, someone with a robe and slippers on. Like, that's fine.
I always think that. Can you just imagine on the side of the freeway? Slippers.
Jenny, the paparazzi would have had a field day with you. They're
like, I literally was, the thoughts were going through my mind as I was leaving. I was like, oh shit, okay, I cannot have an accident. I have to drive really carefully. And then I was thinking, oh, it's when you think you have to drive really carefully, when you have an accident.
Yep.
So I just let it go and whatever happened. But I made it home and no accidents. And nobody
and
saw
now
me,
you look beautiful and you decorated for Halloween. Like you're there. When do you decorate for Christmas?
Oh, you know, I was thinking it would be fun to do it right after Halloween, but then when you have Thanksgiving, I don't like to cross the holidays because it gets confusing, like to me.
Sure, I agree.
I'm the only one that really cares, but I just want to like really enjoy Thanksgiving because I have a daughter. One of my daughters is coming home from college for Thanksgiving and then she's coming home again for Christmas. So I thought I want her to really like feel like it's Thanksgiving. And then when she comes back the second time, I want her to really feel like it's Christmas. So I'm going to wait until the day after Thanksgiving to decorate this year.
I love that. I was talking to Catherine about this because I'm obviously recently divorced and I started to get a little emotional when I started seeing, you know, everyone dressing up for Halloween because we used to always like go out and like we would dress up together as a family. And now it's like, oh, it's different. And then I was like, oh, God. And then so it was like Christmas. And like, I don't even know if I want to put up decorations because then that's just going to like make me sad. Or like, what did you do after your divorce to like, did you embrace it or were you just... Like, how was that for, cause I'm going to be honest. Like, I feel like even like thinking about it, I'm just like, get so emotional thinking about the first holiday being divorced and being single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for my last divorce, I really thought about my kids. Like I just thought, that is going to make me sad, but I don't really matter right now. Mm. What matters is my kids' happiness and making this, you know, a good holiday for them because they're going through the ringer in their own way, dealing with all of this. And so I just wanted to make things seem as cozy and comfortable and familiar for them as I possibly could. So you kind of just have to put yourself on the back burner, which we're used to doing. So we're good at it, but you just keep, you know, just keep that in the forefront of your mind that the kids really deserve a holiday. And, you know, they didn't ask for this divorce. They didn't, you know, it's not their fault. So just keep those things in mind.
No, that's so true. And I appreciate you even because I'm like, a part of me is like, man, why didn't I even think of it? Like, of course it's for the kids. But I think, you know, I don't know. I'm like, well, yeah, duh. Now I like really want to go all out.
Yeah. And you want it to be familiar and normal. You don't want it to feel like a different year. You know, I mean, just do it. Do what you would
do. Or you could just say, screw it and take them on a tropical vacation for Christmas.
That sounds great too.
Mark, I'm coming to see y'all in Hawaii because we were just talking about that. Yeah. No, I get that. But that makes sense. I feel like it's just, kind of walking through the like first that I'm just kind of like figuring out a little bit. But I wonder too, like, do you ever feel like from your last divorce, like, did it take you a while to kind of move on? Or did you feel, because I feel like I kind of keep going back when it's like, I feel like I go forward and then I go 10 steps back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, everybody's circumstances are different, but yeah, every time, you know, I would have to face my ex and his then girlfriend at my doorstep, picking up my daughters to take them for a week, I took a million steps back. Mm. You know, that, and when you have kids and you share custody, that's really hard, and it makes it really hard to get over it because that person's in your life forever now, and you have to find a way to sort of manage that and be okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I actually was on the treadmill earlier today, and my ex was calling me about something, and I just like had like this anxiety and this like heaviness in my chest. And because I think I'm just like upset about the emotions of the holiday and not wanting this and everything else. And it's like, I found myself being like a little snippy, and I'm like, man, like, I can't wait till I can like release that and just be like, hey, how are you? And like, not care, not have the like, that energy. But it's hard. Like, is there any, it's, do you have so any hard tips, or do you have any, like, anything to like help? Like, and because I'm like, I'm doing the therapy, I'm doing the work. Is it just time, or?
It's just time. It honestly is. And then at some point, something clicks inside of you and you just don't care anymore. And maybe it's that you've moved on. Maybe you've met someone else. Maybe you are, you know, so immersed in discovering yourself and like living your life for yourself for once that things will just sort of fall into place. And then you'll realize, wait, I don't harbor that anger and resentment every time I hear his name or talk to him as much. And it's not like a finite thing. Like, it doesn't definitely happen all at once. And sometimes it comes back, you know, I mean, it's just about noticing it. And I think honoring it, because you get to have those feelings, you know, and managing them and telling yourself, think I'm better where I am now. And I'm, you know, one of the weirdest things that I will always remember from my divorce was that my husband at the time said, when we were getting a divorce, he said, someday you're going to thank me for this. And I was like, are you kidding? I'm never going to thank you for this. And now I get it. I see that. Not that he was some sort of prophet and could see the future or anything, but I do. I feel grateful that my life is the way it is now, instead of trying to make it work in a situation that just couldn't work. Yeah. You know?
Good. That is good. Just, yeah, it's hard. It's unfortunate. It's the great thing about having kids together, but it's also the unfortunate thing, because you're just like, oh, you have to deal with this person, and like having to like bite your tongue. And my therapist always said, she's like, you don't owe him anything. I'm like, yeah, but I feel bad. I'm like, he wants a trick or treat, but I'm like, ah, just like, but then I leave and it hurts me. But what's best for the kids is that we probably did it together. And she's like, Jana, some people aren't even at the drop-offs. They just exchange. You know, she's like, you've been very nice considering everything, but it's still like I'm always trying to keep the peace, even though like it's like a inside war inside my chest.
You're trying to do what you think is best for the kids, but you also doing it together may not be what's best for the kids. I mean, in my divorce, my parents always did stuff together and I didn't like it. I wanted them to be separate. I didn't like the energy of, I was older, but I didn't like the energy of them doing everything together.
Yeah, they can feel it. They can definitely feel when you're not, when you are upset, like even if you're putting on a smiley face and acting like you're fine, they know. And sometimes you're right. It's better to just not even put yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Okay, well, let's move on to happier things, because Halloween. No,
we're forgetting Halloween.
We're moving on from Thanksgiving, Christmas. You are a darling in the Christmas movies, and you've got your new one coming out on Philo. And because I always wonder this. I mean, you know, I do a Christmas movie here and there, and if there's one thing that you can change in the formula of a Christmas movie, what would that be?
One thing. I mean, but there's something so just familiar and like warm and fuzzy about the formula that I kind of don't want to mess with it. Like this movie that I just did, it's called A Kind-Hearted Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was called Secret Santa at first, but they changed the title because I've already been in a movie called Secret Santa. So I guess they decided that they would find something original. But yeah, I was like, it's one of those Christmas movies where it starts out like this and then this happens and then this happens and then it ends up happy. But that's a Christmas movie and that's why we love them and that's why we watch them and that's why they're addictive. Like I could watch Christmas movies 24/7 because they make me feel good.
And the whole family can watch them.
Yeah, the whole family can watch them and you know what's going to happen and there's no like surprises or anything. It's just, it's like eye candy and you turn your brain off and you just have a good, like, you know, you get in the spirit.
No, it's so true. And I love how like you can probably count how many almost kisses there are.
Under the mistletoe.
Yeah,
right?
it's the almost kiss and then the car comes up and then it's like
our movie we were under the mistletoe and the Christmas carolers interrupted it, of course, because that always happens.
Obviously.
Out of nowhere.
People dressed in full like Christmas caroler costumes walk by and you're like, oh, we should go. It's getting late.
Right.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Have you ever, I'm sure because of all the stuff that you've done, but I had, especially in these movies where you have to have such energetic chemistry, have you ever just like truly hated the person and had zero chemistry?
Yes. I would be lying if I didn't.
Isn't that
say yes?
So hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard. But that's why we're actors. Right. Like, you got to act like you like them. And then there's no other option. And you know, that happens a lot, unfortunately. Not like you can't stand somebody, but they just don't have that chemistry, or you just don't really know much about them or like them that much. Mm-hmm. So it happens.
Yeah. And obviously now you're married and happy. What kind of boundaries do you have when you do have intimate scenes with somebody else?
This is funny because I was really nervous to do this movie, first Why? Of all, which is not really like me because I've done quite a number of them. And then, you know, I shouldn't be nervous, but I was nervous because I haven't done a movie like this, like a feel good movie or like a rom-y, commy kind of like where I have to look good and be cute and funny and perky and all those things. You know, I just came off of a year of living in my bathtub, basically, you know, dealing with depression and anxiety and all of the things. And then, you know, I'm expected to just show up and look effervescent and, you know, all the things you're supposed to. I felt like there was a lot of pressure put on me by myself, but honestly, just a lot of pressure because there's a lot of pressure. There's the fans and the critics and the viewers and the network and the executives and the director and the co-stars and the grips. I mean, everybody is looking at the person that's starring in the movie to be something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so while I was putting all that pressure on myself, I wasn't even really thinking about like how me doing a romantic comedy would sort of affect my husband. Mm-hmm. 'Cause since we've been married, I haven't really done that many, you know, romantic scenes or had to play chemistry on screen with somebody else just a couple of times. And I always have to stop and think how is this affecting him? But he's really funny. He deals with things with humor. And so a lot of times he would say things like, oh, yeah, Cam's in really good shape. He calls him Cam. Never met him. Cam's in really good shape. Yeah. You like that? Like he would just make fun of it. Or the craziest thing happened the other day. So, you know, when you do a movie, they do a photo shoot with you for like the artwork for the show or whatever. Yeah. So Cameron and I did that, obviously. And we, you know, all holding each other and looking into each other's eyes and just smiling and, you know, all the things you have to do. And they sent me all of the pictures to like go through and kill ones where I look hideous in. And they sent it to my Google, whatever. And apparently my husband and I share the Google thing. And he got this email and opened it and was faced with like all of these images of me and Cameron. Like,
and Cameron Mathenson is a very handsome.
Yeah, he's like.
Man.
He's like the, like. He's yeah. like,
he's chiseled, he's like, tall. Yeah. I mean, he's basically like an older Ken doll. Like he's just
all the things.
Yes. Yeah. I met him when I was 18 and I was working on All My Children. And like, I still have his headshot that he gave me like, in probably my like high school diary. So.
And he probably looks exactly the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just funny how he kind of dealt with it. And we just joke about it and kind of try to keep it light because, you know, I love Cameron, but I don't love Cameron like that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You love his character.
Chemistry. Yeah. Yeah. I love him as a person too, but we have chemistry on screen. But I mean, I've always said this, I could have chemistry with a doorknob. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I do. Like if somebody says, act like you love that doorknob, I'm going to act like I love that doorknob because that's my job. Yeah. So I think that the whole, like, you know, chemistry with actors is sometimes overinflated and sometimes misinterpreted mm-hmm. as actual real chemistry because it's just not. But there have been times when it has been, but you know, you mature and you know the difference now between what's real and what's not real. And
for sure,
I don't know. So it's just different now.
Yeah, no, I hear that for sure. Especially when, you know, cause I've had that issue with a few of my last co-stars because I do post and I'm, you know, very friendly and I don't know. People say it's flirty, but I'm just kind of like,
that's just your personality.
Yeah. And so people are like, oh, I'm like, he's married 19 years. And no, like it's just us having fun on set. And it's just, but sure, whatever. Like, but, you know, the chemistry will show on film, but again, that's what we do. And that's what we have to do to make people's wrapping presents days a little lighter and fun and full of love.
I mean, it's crazy that it's a weird job when you think about it, like what we do and, you know, being romantic with strangers and in front of a crew. It's all just weird. But
and then having to separate it and go home and be like, okay,
exactly,
I'm actually in love with you, but I had to be in love with this person, but not really. Like, yeah, it's insane.
It's weird. I don't know. It's not the easiest thing to do, but you figure it out.
For sure. You know, I have something that you mentioned too, before we started talking about that. And a lot of people, I mean, I deal with it as well, but what was the thing that basically got you out of your anxiety and depression, before you did this movie?
Well, on top of, you know, just the year that we had and all the things that went with that, a week before I went to do this film, my middle daughter left for college and I was destroyed. Mm. Like I'm very, very, very close with my middle daughter. I mean, I'm close with all of them, but she's like my mini me. And I took her to college and moved her in and got her all situated and left her. And that was one of the most, like, there are probably 4 or 5 days of my life that have just rocked me to the core. And that was one of them. Mm. And, you know, 3 or 4 days later, I had to be back on another plane going to Vancouver to do this movie. And I was worried because when I feel something, my whole body feels it. Like I can't hide it. You know, if I'm upset, it comes across on my face and my eyes, like my skin, everything. And, I had to just, before we started that movie, I had like 2 days of, sort of confinement or whatever for COVID. Mm-hmm. And I just watched back-to-back Christmas movies all day long and all night long to try to get myself like up and to stop thinking about like the reality of what I just experienced.
Yeah.
So it's just, in this case, it was about just changing my view, you know, and trying to like separate it. Mm-hmm. And then when I wrapped, I was like, okay, now I can go back to mourning the loss of my daughter, like in the next room with me all the time.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to like focus on what's right in front of you and, put your energy on that. And that will usually lift you out of a mood.
Yeah. Oh shoot. Yeah. I mean, that's so true. I remember, I was filming in Connecticut and, I got the call from my lawyer right before I went into set that, I was finalized. So it's like, you know, then you got to go walk into set and like everyone knows they're all looking at you being like, is she going to be a mess today? Is she going to like, well, it's like, you know, you cry, I worked, then I went home and cried. But it's just like, I think that's a really good point of just what's in front of you, what's right there. What can you, you know?
But yeah. I mean, I'm a super emotionful person. I like to call it emotionful instead of emotional. Because I love my emotions and I wouldn't want to be any other way. Mm-hmm. Some people think of it as a negative thing, but I, I definitely don't. And so, you know, being, doing what I do for as long, for, since I was 16 years old, there've been a lot of times when bad stuff has been going on in my real life and I have to go and pretend like everything's hunky dory in front of, you know, hundreds of people and in front of the camera. And you just, you know, you toughen up, you figure out how to do that. And you'd go and give yourself the time that you need for like that 30 seconds, 30 minutes, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you suck it up and you go out there and you do your job.
Yep.
So
no, for sure.
This was one of those situations, but being, you know, in this situation, being around like just a really great crew, a really great cast and just really positive energy all around on this film, which was one of the first times I've really just loved every aspect of making a movie. And I didn't think I would, but I really had a great experience on this film.
Amazing. So make sure to watch A Kind Hearted Christmas on GAC on Philo, which actually, by the way, Jenny, can you explain the new GAC and what's happening over there?
Yes. GAC used to be a Great American Country. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people already have it, but now it's called Great American Channel. And this is Great American Channel Family, GAC Family. And I definitely recommend looking into it if you are interested in good Christmas movies and nice, you know, movies for the whole family, because that's what this network is all about, is making family friendly programming.
For sure. And it's way less than cable, which is why we have it. So thanks, Jenny. I appreciate you coming on.
You got it. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye, honey. Bye. See ya. Thank you, girl. You know what also is on Philo this coming year? Because a lot of people are like, I don't have Lifetime. But guess what? If you get Philo, you can watch The Holiday Fix-Up. Catherine was actually there. What scene were you there when we were filming? There was a few of them.
There was a few. Yeah. I don't know. A bunch of different houses. That's all I remember.
I had so much fun filming this movie. And I'm just, I really, really, really want y'all to get Philo, because I want you to watch The Holiday Fix-Up on Lifetime, because I produced it, y'all.
You did a great job. You worked really hard on this.
Thank you.
Like, you started, what, gosh, 6 months before?
Yeah, Ryan always jokes. He's like, I went through a marriage and a divorce with you.
You were like constantly on calls. And
I know. We've been working on this for a while. It was Ryan's idea. He and I was his main pick for the love interest. And when I think it was in, oh gosh, when was it? I think it was in February when I got the call from Lifetime saying like, hey, Ryan McPartlin and these producers, Stephanie and Margaret, would love for you to like meet with them about a potential, you know, movie with them. And I was like, well, great. Send me the script. And they're like, well, there isn't one. And I was like, oh, well, that's intriguing. Like, then I can maybe help and put my two cents in there. And that's what Ryan and I did. I mean, we both were able to help produce and come up with a storyline. And it was so nice to have like that creative input and then see it come to life.
Yeah.
More so, because usually I have the script and then it's like, I don't really get to change it that much.
Yeah.
But this way I was like, I'm actually like a producer. Like, I got to help with casting. And
so did you love that? Like, would you want to produce more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it so much. We're already working on the next Christmas one.
Yes. I love it.
I know. But
y'all wrote a song. I mean, y'all did so much with this.
Exactly. And that was actually Ryan's idea. He's like, you should sing a song for the movie. I was like, no, I don't think so. And then as the movie went on, I was like, well, maybe, you know, let's kind of discuss it. So then we met up with Christian Bush and from Sugarland, and, you know, so yeah, the song will play in there. And, but yeah, it was just, but I did throw something in there because I was so sick and tired of the almost kiss. I was like, I don't want to almost kiss. I want, like, I don't want people have to wait till the end. You know, I want a kiss and then I want conflict. Like, I want this to be somewhat real.
And they let you.
They did.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey.
It's never been done.
Never.
This is the most dramatic Lifetime show you can watch on Philo, called The Holiday Fix-Up. But seriously, though, I hope you guys love it, because it was a lot of hard work and it was a saving grace at the time of it, too. So,
yeah. I can't wait to watch it.
Yay.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.